Amen, amen. We must first be able to be in line. You can't, as a child, we were taught, I can't go to my father asking him to do, giving me and allowing me to do something when I know that I'm not in order with him. It's like saying, Daddy, can I go out to the store or go out to the mall with my friends, but knowing that I haven't done my chores, haven't done my homework, and I've been disobedient to everything he says and not kept his rules. And the same thing precedent that we were taught as young people is the same precedent that the God, the Father wants from us, and that is we must be in order. We must realize who he is. And that's why it says, of my people who are called by my name, which means that we've accepted him as our Lord and Savior, as our Father. And then we go on into Proverbs 3 and 7 through 8. It says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. And this goes alongside what we're just saying. We must turn away from those things that are not of God. And also we can go on into Exodus 15 and 26. That's Exodus 15 and 26. And it says, he said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. And that last one, it says, I am the Lord that heals you. So we have, once again, you must stay in order with God. And then let's go on to Proverbs 17 and 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. One of the things we also must keep in mind is that we must make sure that we are cheerful in everything we do, and we're making sure that our spirit is in line with God and that we're focused on him to serve him. And the problem is our spirit bears so much burden. Many times we can't get through our own healing because we've allowed the stresses of life. And anytime you go to the doctor, they'll tell you a lot of illnesses, a lot of diseases are brought on through stress. I have people that have come to me and asked for prayer. A couple of people that have a Crohn's disease, and I talked to them. I said, listen, I understand that it's stress-related, but when we come to it, we cannot allow the stress of the world to inflict us. We can't allow what people do to afflict us, to let ailment take place in our body. We must have a cheerful spirit. We must have a loving spirit. We must let not those things affect us, and we must be more effective, so therefore they won't take control and begin to dry up our bones. Amen? And then we go on and says, Proverbs 18 and 14, a man's spirit sustains his sickness, but a crushed spirit, who can bear it? It goes the same way. Our spirit must be strong, so therefore no ailment can take its way on us. And it goes on, Jeremiah 30 and 12. That's Jeremiah 30, 12, verses 12 through 14 and 17. This is what the Lord says. Your wound is incurable. Your injury is beyond healing. There is no one to plead your cause. No remedy for your sore. No healing for you. All your allies have forgotten you. They care nothing for you. But he comes back with a promise and says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. Hear that. He says, but I will. Regardless to what man says, regardless to what doctors say, regardless to what your family says, regardless to what the world says, you must know that God said he will restore your health and he will heal your wounds. That means he will put you back to the way that he created you in good health, no matter what anybody says. So here's your faith here. Here's where your faith will be engaged. Here's where the promises of God comes in. And then we go on and it says, in Jeremiah 17 and 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. In Psalms 34 and 19, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Here we're walking in the promises of God, and everything that God has said, he's given us the promises. And it goes, Ephesians, and let's go to Ephesians 6 and 10. Ephesians 6 and 10, he said, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want us to understand as we get ready to go to the throne in the next 30 seconds that we must believe and have and be strong in his word. We must know without a shadow of a doubt what God can do. We must know that when we go into the throne and we beseech God for healing for our family, we beseech God for healing for ourselves, we beseech God for healing for our loved ones, that we know that he has the power to heal. He can heal. And in Ephesians 3:20, the last scripture, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." I want you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask, which means that he is able to do it. He can do it beyond what we think we need, beyond what our mind can comprehend, beyond what we can even come together with our mouths to form to ask. It says, according to the power that worketh in us. Which means we must now engage that power. What is that power? That power is that faith. What is that power? That power is that knowledge. What is the power? The power is the belief, knowing that if we can, just like the woman with the issue of blood, if I can just get to the hem of his garment, just like the man at the pool of Bethesda, if I just listen to him, if anybody that came unto him, like Jairus' daughter, when he came to Christ, he said, "Listen, I know what you can do. If you come back," and he said, and he spoke it to her, Talitha Kami, and he said, "Young damsel, arise." He realized she was merely sleeping when all said that she was dead. When he rose Lazarus from the dead and all understood that he had already been put in his grave, and he came back and shook off all the ailments of the world, all the bondage that they had put him on, we must have that same belief, that same power, that we know that he will, he can, and it is done in his name. Let us go to the throne. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning, first of all, saying thank you, Father. Father, thank you for allowing us one more day, Father. Thank you for giving us scripture and word, Father, that supports what you can do, Father. These scriptures that you said that you will heal us. These scriptures that said that the power is in you as long as we've engaged our power and our faith to believe in you, Father. Father, we had many that's coming to you, Father, but we realize that you are a healer. You are Jehovah Rapha, Father. You are the healer which we call on this morning, Father. Father, this morning we come down and we cast out all elements of cancer, of disease, diseases that people have had brought into them this morning, Father. People have had cancer diseases that have been told them that they've been afflicted with, whether it be prostate cancer, Father. We lift up those individuals, those men that are dealing with that right now, Father. We lift up individuals like Senator Fort right now, Father, in his ailment, and we pray healing upon him, Father. We pray healing amongst the covering and the men of the world right now, Father, that are so called unto you right now, Father. Father, we pray healing upon those fathers right now, Father, that are being attacked with cancer right now, Father. We pray healing upon those brothers that have been attacked with cancer right now, Father. Father, we also pray healing right now over anyone that is even down to the smallest cold, to the flu, Father, to anything that is attacking them, that is hindering them from going out and doing your business. We pray healing over them right now, Father. Let no ailment come upon them right now, Father. Meet them at their face level right now, Father. We realize that to something, someone, it might just be a cold, but to another person, that might just cause them to be out of work, Father. And we know what they're dealing for, but they've already seeked for you for finances, Father. They've already seeked for you for employment right now, Father. We don't want anything to disturb them out of what they need to be doing so they can bring glory and manifestation unto you right now, Father. So heal them right where they are, Father. Strengthen them. Father, right now, let us not always begin to turn first into the world for medication. Let us not always turn to drugs and synthetic drugs right now, Father. Let us come back to you, Father, for you are the creator, Father. You know what it takes to mend us right now, Father. You know what it takes to bring us back to one right now, Father. You know what it takes to make us whole this morning right now, Father. Make us whole this morning, Father. Create us as a new, Father. You said that you will be a new creature, a new creation, Father. This morning, we're seeking you to make us a new creation. Bring us a new creation every day, Father, new unto you, a new glory unto you. Let us look upon you with new satisfaction, new awe, and new wonders every day. So therefore, we know that within us seeing you in a new awe, we know that you'll bless us in a new way. You'll cure us in a new way, Father. You said you will heal our land, Father. if we humble ourselves and pray and seek you. And we're doing that this morning by being faithful on this prayer call this morning. We're seeking your face. Father, we realize that we need you this morning. We need you for healing right now, Father. Father, right now we come to you. We cast down HIV, Father. We cast down AIDS. Individuals that are dealing with that have gotten that notification, Father, let them know that it's not a death sentence right now, Father. Let them know it is not a death sentence. And you can heal them regardless of what the world says right now, Father. You can bring them out of it right now, Father. You can make them whole again, Father. Father, heal them of that disease right now, Father. Father, as I said before right now, Father, and heal them. We understand the world has said even alcoholism, Father. We want to cure people over that spirit of alcoholism, Father. We want to cure them of that spirit of drug abuse right now, Father. Heal them of the disease of that taste that is in their mouth, the taste that is in their spirit right now, Father. Father, right now, come inside of them and quench that and remove it from them right now, Father. Father, right now, heal individuals that feel that every day they need medication just to be able to survive right now, Father, on their faith level right now, Father. Father, right now, those individuals that have been diagnosed with borderline diabetes right now, Father, we cast that down. We start with them first, Father. We start with them that have just been introduced to it, and we cast that diabetes down right now, Father. That Satan has no way within them, Father. We realize that sometimes it comes through weight, Father. So therefore, we speak health, Father. We speak health within them, that we begin to take care of our temple like you told us to, Father. We realize that we must exercise our temple, Father. And exercising our temple also means not just in spirit, but also in the physical, Father. Let's begin to eat right, Father. Let's begin to walk right, live right, work out our body, Father. As we engage in everything else of the flesh, let us stop doing that and engage in things that will build up our temple, Father. Let us have a good workout regimen, Father. Let us have a good eating regimen, Father. Let us have a good spiritual praying regimen, Father. Let us work out our body as we work out our spirit and as we work out our minds, Father. For we realize that the things that we intake into our bodies and that we eat, Father, that affects us mentally, Father. It affects us in our thinking, Father. It sometimes alters our way of being, which alters our way of worshiping. And we don't want anything to come in between of our worship with you, Father. Let us be in one accord with our mind, body, and spirit with you, Father. We seek you, and we ask you for that healing this morning, Father. Father, we also come to you, Father. Father, right now we realize that there are other diseases out there that we haven't even thought about right now, Father. Father, I want you to touch them right now, Father. Touch them where they are right now, Father. Father, I come to you right now, Father. I cervical cancer right now, Father. I come against that right now. Somebody has been diagnosed with cervical cancer, and we bind that up right now, Father. Father, right now we realize that they're worried about that. Father, we come against issues of blood clotting right now, Father, that someone is dealing with right now, Father. Father, we come against the spirit of anemia, Father. We bind that up right now, Father. Whatever it is, Father, we pray strong blood for your blood that flows through us, Father. No longer will there be issues of blood, Father. No longer will they have problems with their clotting right now, Father. No longer will they have shortage of blood right now, Father. Father, right now, we pray that your blood runs through our bones, through us right now, Father. Father, right now, we ask that you also, in this prayer for healing, we ask that you touch the medical doctors right now, Father. Let your spirit rest, rule, and abide in them. All the nurses that are represented on this call, all the doctors that be represented on this call, all those doctors and nurses that are an extension, physicians that are extension to those of us that are on this call, let them see your power first. Let them not be so quick to give medication, but let them enter in before they do anything with our body. Let them enter into it with prayer, Father. Let them pray and hear your voice before they tell us to get on any more medication, before they tell us to do anything that will be contrary to the body and the chemical compound that you called us to be, Father. Let it not have anything to alter the state that you so designed us to be in, Father. Father, right now we come against the spirit right now, Father, of dyslexia, Father. We come against the spirit right now, Father, of autism right now, Father. Father, we speak healing over that right now, Father. Father, right now, we speak healing over any mental medical ailment right now, Father. Father, we speak healing over our children right now, Father. Father, right now, as they want to call it a social disorder, Father, we know it's not, Father. But we speak healing over that right now, Father. Father, right now, no longer will we be placing our children on medication to make them act accordingly to what the world says. We know that you can, Father, and you will, Father. Father, right now, we cast out all those medications to alter our children's way of thinking right now, Father, that you come inside of them right now and you heal them, Father, that they will be able to operate and be fully functional individuals within society, within their school systems, where the world will no longer see them as a disruption right now, Father. Father, we come to you, Father. If there's any other prayers that we need, any other healings that we need, Father, we want you to come and meet them with their faith level right now, Father. Father, if it is a grandmother that is laying in the bed right now, Father, and it is not her time, let her family begin to come across her and pray. Lord, if it's every child that is in the hospital right now, Father, we speak healing over them. Whether it be Eggleston, Scottish Rite, Children's, wherever the children's hospitals are, wherever our children are, right now we speak healing. We ask that your spirit go through the halls right now, Father. Go through those rooms and touch them and comfort them and bring them up from where they are, Father. And anoint them, anoint the hands that are watching over them, Father. And give peace to the parents that are crying over those beds right now, Father. Bring them up right now, Father. Rise them, Father. We speak life into them right now, Father. We ask all of these things right now, Father. Over our loved ones right now, Father. We speak life over them right now, Father. Healing, Father. Healing this moment, Father. But you said, you even said to the soldier, Father, that he came and he says, I know if you speak the word, my servant will be healed, Father. And you have spoken that word through your word of God right now, Father. And we stand on that right now, Father. And we all come together and we touch and agree as one right now, Father, that healing shall take place. It shall be done this day as we go into work, Father. This day as we go into school, Father. This day as we go into prayer, Father. This day as we go into wherever, into the highways you called us to do, we will touch individuals and we will speak healing over their life. As people come up to us right now, Father, we will speak healing on them. As we see individuals that are with a cough right now, we will stretch out our hands and we will pray over them and speak healing over them. We will be the ministers, the disciples you called us to do. It doesn't take a pastor. It doesn't take an evangelist. It doesn't take a prophet. It just takes a believer, Father. And we're all believers on this call. And we will go out and be disciples of you. And we will speak life and healing upon all those that we come in contact with. This morning, we say this in your darling son, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is there any other prayer requests you have? Just please let me know. And I thank all of you for joining us this morning. And if you want to get the recording of this, please inbox me and we'll send the recording of it. I will be posting these scriptures on Facebook. So if you would like to have these scriptures to stand on and keep, please let me know and I will send them to you.